am I to conclude, said Miss Bartlett, that he is a socialist? Mr. Beebe accepted the convenient word, not without a slight twitching of the lips. And presumably he's brought up his son to be a socialist, too.
I hardly know George, for he hasn't learned to talk yet. He seems a nice creature, and I think he has brains. Of course, it is quite possible that he, too, may be a socialist.
So you think I ought to have accepted their offer? Said Miss Bartlett. You feel I have been narrow-minded and suspicious?
Not at all, he answered.
But ought I not to apologize, at all events, for my apparent rudeness? He replied with some irritation that it would be quite unnecessary, and got up from his seat to go to the smoking-room. Was I a bore? Said Miss Bartlett, as soon as he had disappeared. Why didn't you talk, Lucy? I do hope I haven't monopolized him. I hoped you would have him all the evening, as well as all dinner-time.
He is nice, exclaimed Lucy. He seems to see good in everyone.
No one would take him for a clergyman.
My dear Lucia! Well, you know what I mean. And you know how clergymen generally laugh. Mr. Beebe laughs just like an ordinary man.
Funny girl, how you do remind me of your mother. I wonder if she will approve of Mr. Beebe.
I'm sure she will,
and so will Freddy. I think everyone at Windy Corner will approve. It is the fashionable world. I am used to Tunbridge Wells, where we are all hopelessly behind the times.
Yes, said Lucy despondently. Miss Bartlett added, I'm afraid you are finding me a very depressing companion. And the girl again thought, I must have been selfish or unkind. I must be more careful. It is so dreadful for Charlotte, being poor.
Fortunately, one of the little old ladies, who for some time had been smiling very benignly, now approached and asked if she might be allowed to sit where Mr. Beebe had sat. Permission granted, she began to chatter gently about Italy, the plunge it had been to come there, the gratifying success of the plunge, the improvement in her sister's health, the necessity of closing the bedroom windows at night, and of thoroughly emptying the water bottles in the morning.
Here you are as safe as in England. Signora Bertolini is so English.
Yet our rooms smell, said poor Lucy. We dread going to bed.
Ah, then you look into the court, she sighed. If only Mr. Emerson was more tactful. We were so sorry for you at dinner.
I think he was meaning to be kind.
Undoubtedly he was, said Miss Bartlett. And Mr. Beebe has just been scolding me for my suspicious nature. Of course, I was holding back on my cousin's account.
Of course, said the little old lady, and they murmured that one could not be too careful with a young girl. Lucy tried to look demure, but could not help feeling a great fool.
About old Mr. Emerson, no, he is not tactful. Yet have you ever noticed that there are people who do things which are most indelicate, and yet at the same time beautiful?
Beautiful, said Miss Bartlett, puzzled at the word.
She proceeded no further into things, for Mr. Beebe reappeared, looking extremely pleasant.
"Miss Bartlett," he cried, "it's all right about the rooms. Mr. Emerson was talking about it in the smoking-room, and knowing what I did, I encouraged him to make the offer again. He has let me come and ask you."
"Oh, Charlotte," cried Lucy to her cousin, "we must have the rooms now. The old man is just as nice and kind as he can be."